And now it is letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Fry. How's it going?
I'm great. So what are listeners filling our inbox with this week?
Well, we got a response from a listener in Athens, Georgia, when our bloggers discussed whether black media outlets were balanced when covering Barack Obama. Scott Dugan wrote us this. I am surprised to find no mention of the constant comments from the media and the McCain campaign that Obama was behaving presumptuously during his trip abroad. To me, these comments are all shorthand for calling Obama uppity. Why have you not called the media and the McCain campaign out on this?
And this month we're doing a series on addiction. Vernon Martin in Hollywood, Florida wrote in to say he liked the segment we did last week on functioning addicts. So many times we conjure the wrong view in our minds about functioning addicts. They're found practicing law, operating or assisting in operating rooms, teachers, police officers, construction workers, or any other person maintaining a career. As a drug and alcohol counselor, I have seen all of them.
And last week we covered the news that Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick was sent to jail. Peter Williams lives in the Motor City and wrote us this. Your panel missed the point on Mayor Kilpatrick. The problem is not his unfaithfulness to his marriage. It is that he wrongfully fired three police officers who, while performing their duties, might have uncovered the affair. That is the type of abuse of public trust that warrants his dismissal.
And finally, Victor Emmanuel in Inglewood, New Jersey, wrote in about the interview we did about a black reporter who was thrown out of a John McCain event. Victor thought we cut this story short.
This seems to happen frequently on your show, which makes it seem you are more regulated by the clock versus doing the best reporting. Loosen up and go by the gut once in a while. It will make a great difference.
Hey, Victor, I was on vacation. I didn't do that interview, but I have gotten the same critique for other interviews of mine. The reality is that we do have a hard clock that requires we take certain breaks at certain times to coordinate with our wonderful member station. So, hey, we do our best, but thanks for the comment.
And thank you for your letters. Please keep your comments coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.